Marsh rushed him to the regimental aid station in Zell am Zee, but he died on the way of a fractured skull. Captain Spears gathered up his few personal possessions, a watch, his wings, his wallet, and his parachute scarf, and mailed them to Janovic's parents. He had come a long way, Webster wrote. He had jumped in Holland and fought in Bastogne. He hated the army, and now when the war is over and the golden prospect of home was in sight, he had died. Marsh had not been drinking. Easy Company was proud of its record with regard to mounting guard duty or manning roadblocks with sober, responsible soldiers and in not driving drunk. Others were not so careful. Private O'Keefe recalled a night he was at a roadblock with Private Lloyd Gee, halfway between Zalfelden and Zell am Zee. An open German staff car came barreling down the road, not prepared to stop. Gee and I jumped out in front of it and made them stop. There were two men dressed in German uniforms, both drunk. "What the hell you stopping us for? We're on your side." They were a couple of our paratroopers, but from some other company. We told them, "Damn it, you could have got your heads blown off." They finally promised to slow down on the driving. We told them the next guard post was about 10 miles up the road, to keep an eye out for it and to slow down to a crawl. They promised to take it easy. But when we got back, we learned that those two damn fools had barreled right through Welling's post with Welling out yelling, "Halt! Halt!" After the third halt, Welling took one shot and hit the driver. Later, Welling visited the wounded man in the hospital. He said he had no hard feelings toward Welling, that he would have done the same thing. Sergeant Chuck Grant, an original Tocoa man, was a smiling, athletic, fair-haired Californian who was universally respected. He had knocked out an 88 in Holland, and liked. One night he was driving a couple of privates to a roadblock for a changing of the guard. As they arrived, he saw a commotion. A drunken GI was standing with a pistol in his hand, two dead Germans at his feet. He had stopped them in their vehicle and demanded gasoline, as he was out. But he had no German, they had no English. He concluded they were resisting and shot them. A British major from military intelligence happened to have been driving by. He and his sergeant got out of their jeep to see what was going on. The drunken GI pointed his pistol at them and told them to back off. At that moment, Grant came driving past. The drunk took a shot at him but missed. The major made a move to disarm the man. The GI turned on him and shot him dead, then his sergeant. Grant came running over. The drunk shot him in the brain, then ran off. Spears thought the world of Grant.